With the news that a Texas oil drilling company is pulling out of two proposed sites in Collier County near protected land, comes a push for federal intervention in the whole drilling debate in Florida. And as reporter Ashley Lopez tells us, Florida U.S. Senator Bill Nelson has entered the fray.
County officials and experts told Senator Bill Nelson they're unsure how new oil extraction technology such as horizontal drilling and fracking will affect Florida's unique geology. Nelson held a meeting with local groups who have been concerned about an unauthorized fracking-like incident in Collier County a few months ago. They told Nelson the federal government needs to provide more guidance. At issue is whether new technology being used in other parts of the country is even safe in Florida. The state is made up of mostly porous limestone. Nelson says he's very concerned oil drilling near the Everglades in particular will jeopardize restoration efforts.
We're spending hundreds of billions of dollars in restoring the Everglades. And so there's clearly a federal interest here on behalf of the people of Florida and the United States, and I intend to make sure that that interest is protected.
Jennifer Hecker with the Conservancy of Southwest Florida says there needs to be more science and research conducted before advanced oil extraction methods are even approved in Florida. She says right now there is almost no information.
Well, we've been struggling with the lack of information sharing and engagement by our federal agencies in this issue, and we hope that with the senator's involvement now that we can get those federal agencies more involved, more engaged, sharing more information with the public.
Nelson says he's waiting for word from the EPA. A few weeks ago, he asked the federal agency to launch an investigation into the fracking incident in Collier County. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
This week, Miami-Dade school leaders could approve an experiment which would let some high school students hit the snooze button a few more times in the morning. As WLRN reporter John O'Connor tells us, the pilot program would push back start times at a sampling of high schools.
Blame science and not your teenager if they're slow starters in the morning. University of Minnesota researcher Kyla Wallstrom says adolescents go through something called the sleep phase shift.
Which means then that teenagers are basically unable to fall asleep on a regular basis every night, say before 10:45 or 11. It's just a biologic, almost impossibility.
It's why Wallstrom and others say high schools should start later to allow students to get 8 hours of sleep. She studied 9,000 high school students in three states. Wallstrom says the benefits are significant. Better test scores, reduced drug and alcohol use, fewer automobile accidents. Miami-Dade school leaders have read Wallstrom's research and are considering the idea. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.